It's Monday, July 18th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Ahead of today's Republican National Convention here in Cleveland, Ohio, on Saturday, presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump introduced Indiana Governor Mike Pence, dubbed a warrior of the social conservative movement by CNN, as his vice presidential pick. Pence shared his grateful heart.
You know, I come to this moment deeply humbled, but with a grateful heart. Grateful to God for his amazing grace. Grateful to my wonderful wife, Karen, and our three incredible kids, Michael, Charlotte, and Audrey. And grateful to this builder, this fighter, this patriotic American who has set aside a legendary career in business to build a stronger America, Donald J. Trump.
Pence, an evangelical Christian who served in Congress for 12 years, said that the GOP team wanted to cut taxes and repeal Obamacare lock, stock, and barrel. Contrary to the initial rumors, Christian football star Tim Tebow will not be speaking here at the Republican National Convention this week, according to Sports Illustrated.
I just got back from the Philippines, and I wake up this morning to find out that I'm speaking at the Republican National Convention. It's amazing how fast rumors fly, and that's exactly what it is, a rumor. But I love our country, and I'll do anything for America. And one of the things that I love most is that it's one nation under God.
Three Baton Rouge police officers were killed yesterday morning by a man dressed in black with his face covered who was shooting indiscriminately, a witness told WBRZ News 2. Another officer was critically injured. The ISIS terror group claimed responsibility for the truck driven by 31-year-old Tunisian-born Mohamed Boulel, which mowed down and killed 84 people as they gathered for fireworks on Bastille Day in the French resort city of Nice last Thursday. CNN reports that 10 children and teenagers were among the dead. One disturbing image, a baby doll next to a small body wrapped in foil. Proverbs 11:21 says, "Be sure of this, the wicked will not go unpunished." Turkey's elected government on Saturday rounded up 2,800 soldiers, including high-ranking officers, as it moved quickly to reassert control after a failed military coup to oust President Recep Erdogan. Reports Fox News. The prime minister called the attempted coup a, quote, black stain on Turkish democracy, unquote, that left 161 people dead and 1,400 wounded. Church members in China have been threatened with being sued and their children barred from college if they didn't stop bringing their children to church, according to Texas-based China Aid. Chinese legislation forbids children under the age of 18 from receiving any religious education or even attending state-approved churches. Chinese Christian fathers are following the biblical mandate of Ephesians 6:4 to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, no matter the cost. 10 more states signed on to sue the Obama administration over its transgender directive that forces schools to allow students to use the restrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their alleged gender identity, not their biological sex. The New York Times reports that Nebraska, Arkansas, Kansas, Michigan, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Wyoming object to Obama's top-down mandate. A year into the congressional investigation into the sales of baby body parts by Planned Parenthood, the purveyors of death are stonewalling, reports Christian Headlines. David DeLeiden, whose undercover videos prompted the investigation, said, quote, Planned Parenthood is not above the law and must be held accountable for their callous and careless treatment of vulnerable patients, unquote. Fred Barley, a 19-year-old homeless man, rode his little brother's bicycle 6 hours to register for classes for his second semester of college. When two police officers responded to a trespassing call near a parking lot at Gordon State College in Barnesville, Georgia, they found Barley with two duffel bags containing all his worldly possessions, 2 gallons of water, and only a box of cereal to eat. SunnySkies.com reports that the police paid for 2 nights at a motel, and one of the officers, Dickie Carricker, posted Barley's story on Facebook, leading to a GoFundMe page on Barley's behalf, which raised $168,000 as of Saturday night. And that's The World View in 5 minutes from the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland, Ohio, on this Monday, July 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.